We're joined by Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello. The Volunteers continue their climb up the rankings as they're rated as high as number 3 in the 6 polls that are most widely recognized, number 2 in the 11.7 podcast poll. But he joins us now. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. Ready to start a new week. Actually, that's kind of already begun and got a little bit of stuff done today. And, of course, we'll travel tomorrow.
I realize it might be a different thought process for you as a head coach versus what it was, maybe even as an assistant or when you were a player, but how do you process this past weekend? You win 2 out of 3 against Florida, big step forward, back-to-back series wins against the Gators now, first win at home against Florida since 2008 and taking a weekend, but do you look at what you came so close to finishing and completing a sweep that they rallied to get the last one, or is it the big picture where you look at mission accomplished, won the series, move on to Western Carolina and Vanderbilt after that?
A lot of components to that. I mean, one thing is it emphasizes to anyone who really follows college baseball knows Sunday is a huge day, and it's that for a lot of reasons, but one is it can affect your Monday, and you know, winning that game can change the attitude for the good or for the bad, and that can mean a win or a loss. So for instance, yesterday we lose, that could be motivation for a great week. It really can be. But all in all, as you said, big picture wise, you want to look at each weekend and see what you got out of it. And even yesterday with a guy like Pavloni kind of coming to his own at the plate and maybe having reason to relax and truly be who he is, Connor Housley making his first SEC appearance, and it was a good one. There's a couple other things I could point out too, but there's plenty we got out of the weekend. And we did the ultimate thing, and that's win the series. That's how your college baseball season is judged, is how many series do you win? And we were also able to accomplish that.
Tony, do you see Sean Hundley staying in the bullpen?
Yeah, I really do. I think he's been a valuable weapon for us his entire career here. And, of course, it started out with kind of being the Tuesday starter or a midweek starter at times for us. Mm-hmm. But last year with how things evolved last minute and Dallas being a Friday starter while Crochet rests a little bit and then Hundley following him, it made sense. And we see there's been other moving parts and there's matchups. But overall, I think his ability to throw strikes, field his position, and also his temperament make him a great bullpen reliever for us and kind of a Swiss Army knife of different roles out of the pen. And then too, when we get to a point in the postseason or maybe in the, you know, somewhere in the year, something crazy happens, he's got the pitch count ability and the experience to start. But for now, I think he'll remain in the pen.
Are you getting what you want to from Will Heflin?
Yeah, I think we really are. I think we play a little bit better defense behind him. You know, he could have even made a play on that ball up the middle. We joked about it after looking at our video. It was hard hit at him, but, you know, even if he keeps that ball in front or make a catch for him, he probably gives us 5 innings and a chance to win. Instead, he gave us less than 5 innings, but still, you know, an opportunity to win the game. That's all we're looking for him because he gives us a lot regardless of, you know, how he throws each week. He gives us a lot in practice, in the bullpen, in the locker room. Leadership, maturity, stability is a big word that comes to mind when you think of him. And then when he is pitching, which is really what your question revolves around, it's a different look because we go right, left, right. He mixes speeds a lot, so he changes the pace of things for hitters. And again, he kind of gives us a consistent idea of how Saturday is going to go, and we just need him to continue to give us a chance to win.
So Saturday, you're down 3-0, and Franco Alamon is just pitching great. Was there a part of you that was glad that Florida went to the bullpen there?
You know, I think we knew it was coming at some point because, you know, he hadn't really been built up as a starter. But even in the first inning, I think we maybe got to 24 pitches. And then after the second inning and third inning, you start looking at that pitch count. And it's like, well, at the very least, I think we're going to get into the bullpen, which for them, kind of like it's been for us at times too, they were looking for answers. So it wasn't like we knew we were going to get this guy in the seventh and eighth, and then they've got a lights out closer. I mean, I think to start the season, the plan was to have Alam in the close, and it doesn't take but one pitch on video to realize you got your hands full when that guy's throwing. So it was kind of a more of a war of attrition type mindset we had as coaches. The players did what they could with them. They didn't do much on the scoreboard, but at the very least, they got them out of the game at a decent time, and then we were able to do some things after that.
It really has been something to just see the timely hitting that can take place, that when given the opportunity to make something big happen for the ball club, guys have been able to shake off what might be a weekend-long struggle in the batter's box, or just if they're going to get a hit in a situation, they've been so good at getting it when it mattered most. What is it like when you've got guys that are indeed perhaps being able to put aside some numbers they're not thrilled with, but making the most and rising to the occasion?
Yeah, it makes you feel good for them because you're always looking for bright spots, but it feels like everyone on our team this year needs, when the individual kind of time comes, they needed it because there's been some ups and downs on who the guy is, but as we've said a couple times with y'all, it could be anyone, and they seem to take turns. They almost have good parents, which I know some of them do, because everyone is sharing and takes turn of being the guy. But, hey, John and Jimmy, something for you guys to look for, too, is so that this offense has kind of become taken on its own identity as a kind of a group mentality, an on-base percentage group, and just find a way to win. Something for you guys to look for is maybe that guy that gets that timely hit, which is kind of what it appears to be to you all or the fans, was set up by somebody else. So here's what I mean. Liam Spence yesterday starts off the game and gets 9 pitches out of Hunter Barco. Well, guess who's standing on deck? Max Ferguson. So Barco says, thank goodness that's over with. I just kind of got out of that. Liam hits a line drive. It gets caught. He almost walked him a couple times. Now Fergie's up, and the first pitch, he drives into center field for a base hit. So Fergie gets the credit on the box score. What the fans see is a base hit by Max Ferguson. What the team sees is, we kind of call that a hockey assist, long story short. It's basically Liam Spence kind of setting him up there, wearing the pitcher down a little bit, and now he's made Max Ferguson a better hitter, even though he didn't necessarily, put one on the scoreboard.
The perfect example is what Jimmy was talking about earlier in the show, and that is you've got all your runs in one inning on Saturday. And to me, one of the key – well, first of all, you had the guys that walked the bases loaded and then got the first run with another walk to bring in the first run, and then after a double play scored the second run, you're thinking, okay, this is the opportunity for Florida to get out of the inning with still the lead intact, and yet there is Jordan Beck with an infield hit that kept things going, tied the game. Luke Lipsius delivered the double, and so it was. You just had the opportunity, kept the pressure on the other side, and the guys that were so patient in their approach at the start of the inning, almost all of them wound up coming home to score in that 5-run inning.
Yeah, and it ended up being, maybe the biggest inning of the weekend, and it's why, Florida probably feels we stole one from them, and of course yesterday we feel they stole one from us. Well, it's just kind of like we talked about before. No one's going to jail. No one stole anything. You got teams trying to win, and when you apply pressure to the opponent, sometimes they make mistakes. And a lot of those, a couple of those walks, I should say, were hard-earned. And then you bring in a guy like Leftwich, who's another kid who turned down 7 figures to be a Gator, and he wasn't very good. Well, if they bring in Leftwich to start a clean inning, let's say that inning, Alamon rolls, then they go to Leftwich. If he's pitching with no pressure and you catch him on the wrong day, you might not sniff it at all with the type of stuff he has. So, yet again, kind of a team effort, and the sum has been greater, than the individual parts. And we need to keep that rolling. And then who knows, maybe if some of the parts catch fire, now you really got a sum.
Our guest, Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello.
Tony, do you have an idea when you might get Liam Spence back at shortstop?
Yeah, I think we're marching in the right direction there. This weekend might be a stretch. I would think the next weekend, wouldn't be a certainty, but I think it would be likely. So sometime between, I'm not even sure who that opponent is, maybe it's Texas A&M. So sometime between now and in the middle of that series, it will happen. Just a matter of how much cooperation we get with this rehab, and then ultimately we need to make the decision on when it's go time. And we appreciate everyone's excitement behind the program, but you know, John and I have talked several times about the fact we're not even to mid-April technically, not to that point yet. And May is really the month where you kind of want to march on to May and play your best baseball.
When Spence returns at shortstop, is Stenstra your DH, or would you look at somebody else?
No, that's a good question. You might need to send me an email with some creative options, because right now, you know, I don't like it any more than Pete does that he's not technically involved. And then we've seen some guys off the bench. I mean, I can't believe the swing I saw out of Kyle Booker today. Again, I think consistency and approach and maturity is the key for the young freshman. But we don't have many guys, maybe two others, that can put a swing on the ball the way he did today. So we need to continue to make sure guys are sharpened tools for us, meaning options in different situations, and then, you know, get creative and come up with the best solutions. But overall, it's very easy to say Logan has made himself a legitimate part of our offense and defense. So pinch running, pinch hitting, DHing, playing some first base, even playing shortstop when we're not sure what Liam's got going on, or even if Fergie's in the outfield. So he will remain involved is the long answer to a short question.
You gave the ball to Jake Fitzgibbons last Tuesday. Do you expect to do that again tomorrow night in Cullowhee, or is there someone else you're looking at perhaps giving that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I know that their conference has been playing Fridays and Saturdays only, and so typically Monday morning you'll get their starter right away, the teams in that conference. And we didn't hear from them yet, and that's because they played a doubleheader on Sunday due to rain. And I felt like we played a doubleheader on Sunday. So I think Coach Miranda, who does a great job, and us are both just trying to make sure we got the right plan in place. I think both teams will use a variety of pitchers, but there's a good chance Fitz will be out there in the first inning. If not the first, then somewhere in the first four or five.
Two guys you've highlighted for the incredible transformations and the hard work that they put in becoming outstanding defenders, but you had a leaping catch just shy of the wall by Jordan Beck and Wright over the weekend, and Evan Russell on display. We saw the great and possibly game-saving catch, a diving grab at Alabama, and tie game yesterday, he erases one at the plate. He said that was almost as exciting as hitting a home run.
Well, I know he wants to coach one day. He needs to work better at his media answers and emphasize the defense. Defense, you know, I mean, defense wins championships, but also it's the rock you want to show up every day. I mean, some days you face Alleman and you're not hitting it all over the park, but you can play good defense. And those are two guys that their bat got them on this campus. But their glove and their base running and the way they play the game is what keeps them in the lineup every day, because it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out there's been days where those two guys have not been great offensively. But those things are what have kept them out there, and it's a good lesson for our younger guys, because, again, most of these guys do hit well in high school. And, you know, it's been that consistent defensive edge that they've given us.
And I know the focus is on Cullowhee tomorrow night, but I will ask, how enjoyable is the atmosphere that is now a part of the experience at Lindsey Nelson Stadium when it comes to just the support, even though still with restricted seating, that just the crowd being loud into it, plugged in, and fully supportive? How exciting has it been to know that you got, and I mean literally know you got under the skin of, say, the head coach at LSU, and made a difference this past weekend against Florida? And you know Vanderbilt's coming.
No, they are. I mean, we're fortunate. We've got three more weekends at home, and we've got good weather coming. And, you know, we got some protocols loosening up just a little bit, but we'll take whatever we can get. So, you know, all signs are pointing to things that are positive and upbeat. And that's the vibe you get when you come to the park on game day, is upbeat. I mean, we went out there to hit early, you know, really early before the game with a few guys in the cages. And right around the corner, you see tailgate smoke and you hear some guys having fun. And that's incredible. I mean, there's a lot of fun tailgates going on College Football Saturday here. But we've always got recruits here, so we can't have any fun with that. But they are impressive. And if we can replicate that in some form or fashion, it can make it even more fun. I think the interest is picking up not only at the games, but pregame and all the things that come with it.
Well, it certainly reflects the success that you've had to this point and the fact that you've got a great and hardworking team that represents the school so well, and they're just so much fun to follow. Congratulations on last week. Best of luck this week, Coach. We always appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.